Shareholder activism, an ESG tool or a founder's curse? Hi, welcome to NDA's Yes Governance Matters podcast. My name is Sahil Kanuga, and I am the co-head of the International Dispute Resolution and Investigations Practice at Nishit Desai Associates. Today, I will be talking about shareholder activism. Today's investors have evolved. They are eager to play a more proactive role and do not shy away from calling out the blunders of the management. If required, they are also willing to ensure that corrective measures are taken in a timely manner to steer the company from any adverse consequences. The writing on the wall is clear that the management and the board cannot run the company on their whims and fancies and will have to answer for their actions. In this podcast, we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of shareholder activism and its impact on companies from an ESG perspective. A recent and prominent example of shareholder activism is demonstrated by Engine Number One, a small hedge fund investor of Exxon, which was successful in mobilizing the support of other institutional investors and installing three directors on the board of Exxon with the aim of pushing Exxon into reducing its carbon footprint. So what are the types of shareholder activism? There have typically been two streams of shareholder activism. One is financial activism, which focuses on maximizing the shareholder value and governance issues. The second is social activism, which focuses on the influence of the company on larger outcomes, such as the company's overall environmental impact, social standing, etc. Many a times, the activist investors raise both financial as well as social issues. The type of investor often determines the nature of the issues that the investor is likely to raise. For instance, venture capital funds, private equity funds, mutual funds may be more interested in raising issues from a financial and governance standpoint, whereas investors who are environmentally or socially more conscious may be more interested in raising such issues from a social standpoint. Having said that, when an issue is raised, each investor will attempt to mobilize support from others in aid of their view. These activist investors can raise multiple and a varied set of demands. For example, in public companies that are valued at less than the sum of their parts, the investors can push the management to break up and sell off parts of the business, issue generous dividends, divest and simplify the corporate structure, or conduct asset sales for share repurchases and the repayment of debt. In other cases, the activists typically make demands such as requiring the management to voluntarily disclose climate change risks, to sell prior acquisitions, and split operations like design and manufacturing, to revamp the human resource policies, or to be more disciplined with capital allocation. From a governance standpoint, the activist investors may require the companies to increase or decrease the number of directors, to add more independent directors, to overhaul management compensation, to rationalize CXO pay, to put in place better internal control mechanisms, or even to change the management. Each of these decisions can and usually do end up becoming contentious. To that end, the manner in which such issues are raised and solutions are discussed require that constant communication through dialogue remains constant. Should dialogue not take place, the matter will probably end up before the courts, which would prejudice all stakeholders. However, shareholder activism has also gained disrepute, as it can sometimes cause more interference than necessary in the management of the companies. One need not look further than the Bharat Pay controversy or the more recent Trell and Zilingo controversies to understand these clashes between founders and investors. These controversies are unsurprising in startups, wherein investors, taking on immense risks at the early stages of a company, consider themselves justified in taking a more active role in the management of such companies, especially as the companies grow exponentially. All of these instances lead to an important question of the extent to which shareholder activism should interfere with the daily management of a company. Indian law provides several tools for activist investors to hold a company accountable. These tools enable the shareholders to demand information about the company and ensure free and fair participation in the general meetings. For instance, the Companies Act 2013 provides shareholders with the right to inspect the memorandum, articles, special resolutions, and agreements relating to the appointment, renewal, or variation of the terms of the appointment of the managing directors. Shareholders can also seek inspection of the books containing minutes of the proceedings of general meetings or resolutions passed by postal ballots, register of loans and investments, register of charges, amongst others. The Companies Act also ensures that shareholders have a right to receive the notice of general meetings and to attend and cast their votes freely. In fact, shareholders holding a minimum of 10% of paid-up share capital are entitled to direct the board to call for a shareholders' meeting and push for any change they wish to bring about in the management of a company. In addition, shareholders can also file an application in a tribunal against the company if it believes that the company is operating in a manner which is against the public interest or is oppressive and prejudicial to the shareholders. In some instances, shareholders can also withhold their consent for any related party transaction being undertaken by the company. It is important that activists understand and exercise their rights in accordance with law. While investor activism is a double-edged sword, it becomes important to understand whether the sword is being used as a weapon of attack or defense. To that end, understanding the motive and the proposed solution is key. In the case of Maruti, India's largest car maker and subsidiary of the Japanese Suzuki Corporation, a situation unfolded where the parent, Suzuki Motor Corporation, acting through a separate subsidiary, proposed leasing a plot of land from its own subsidiary, Maruti, and setting up a plant which would manufacture Maruti cars and engine components and sell them to Maruti. It did not take long for activist investors to question the decision to house the manufacturing in a separate subsidiary and on land which was already owned by Maruti. It was argued by IIAS that Suzuki Motor Corporation was parking a profitable business in a 100% subsidiary. Extremely vocal shareholder activism led to this proposal being scrapped and Maruti setting up the Gujarat plant directly, thus ensuring that the benefit was passed on to all its stakeholders. In its true sense, the company was able to derive full value of its own business and future growth. A company's decision-making process, if well communicated and articulated, will reduce the chances of activism in its ranks. Where the moral compass is unquestionable and the communication is well thought out and reasonable, it will usually ensure that the stakeholders of a company will have faith in the proposals that come before them. In addition, the management should also keep an eye on certain red flags that may invite shareholder activism. Some common red flags that may catch the eye of activist shareholders are consistently poor financial performance, poor financial planning, or investment decisions, lack of adherence to ESG standards, and arbitrariness in executive compensation. With the increase of institutional investment in Indian companies, more and more incidents of activism are being seen whereby activists are attempting to control or influence the day-to-day activities of the company. This is only going to increase. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can also read our analysis on the topic at the links mentioned in the description below. If you have any questions or comments on this podcast, you can email us at ndaconnect@nishidesai.com. Thank you.